This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. Welcome to WGOD Radio, where you're guaranteed to hear the truth for 15 minutes. There's a shortage of truth out there. And when you and I go to the Word of God, you're guaranteed to hear the truth. And the thing is with this program and the name of it is that, you know, God is always broadcasting. He broadcasts 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And as the Lord always impresses into my heart, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to hear the voice of God? If you get into His Word, you will hear His voice. Lord God, Lord, we come into Your Word here expectant and expecting to hear Your voice. Speak to us now through Your Word, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. We're in a verse-by-verse study in the book of Revelation, and I took yesterday and today to go at it and look at what the Apostle Paul had to say about it. The man of sin, because that's right where we're at in our study in Revelation. We're in chapter 13 here on the radio. As we head into this weekend now, I want to invite, and I do invite all of you to come out to Island Community Church on this Sunday morning. If you're looking for a good church, if you're looking for a new church, I invite you to come out on Sunday morning at 10:30. My sermon this week, well, we're going through the book of James at church. My sermon this week has the title, Woe to You Teachers, taken from James chapter 3, verse 1. This book of James really has been something. James pulls no punches, and he's going to continue in that vein here this week as we get to chapter 3, verse 1. Let not many become teachers, knowing we will receive a stricter judgment. Friend, that's not only Bible teachers. That goes for school teachers and professors and all teachers as well. That's my sermon this week. If you go to another church, look for the podcast here coming up on my website, WGODradio.com, or at my Facebook page, WGOD Radio. That podcast will be uploaded by Sunday afternoon. Here on the radio, we'll be back looking at somebody that I've probably spent more time in my life researching and studying than I have anything, certainly any topic in the Bible other than righteousness, and that is this false prophet. Who is this guy? I've got the eerie feeling that someday I'm going to see this guy and see his face. I already know what he does, what he's going to do. I don't need to see his face to know that. That is, he deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and came to life. We know full well what he's going to do. We'll get into that soon. Here in the meantime, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, I wanted to look at today to what Paul calls the man of sin, and I want to look at what he's going to do. Now here, if you missed yesterday's program, go, please, to WGODontheair.net, and there's a link on there. There's a link on there which says, listen to WGOD Radio here, and I'm clicking on it right now. Right there, you'll see a link on there which will take you to all the podcasts, and I encourage you to listen to the last program where we left off here looking at this man of sin. Actually, looking at two things where Paul says, speaking of the day of Christ, he says that day will not come unless. And then he gives us two things. For those of you out there looking for the rapture, your pastor talks to you about the rapture, people on TV all the time say there's nothing that has to happen until the rapture, and they call you stupid and ignorant if you don't see it their way. Literally. Let's look at what the Bible says about it. How about that notion? What does the Bible say about it? And I mentioned it before, too, in the last program, made the comment where people say, well, nothing has to happen until the rapture comes. And I say to that, where does it say that in the Bible? Lots of things had to happen. Had, past tense, had to happen before the rapture came or comes. Isaiah 66, Israel had to become a nation again. Matthew 24:15, the temple needs to be rebuilt. Now that's where we're going to look at here today. Absolutely things have to happen before the rapture of the church comes. Don't let anyone ever tell you other, oh, nothing has to happen before the rapture. Hogwash, I say to that. That's not what the Bible says. Maybe that's what your pastor says. Maybe that's what the man on television says. That's not what the Bible says. This is what the Bible says. The day of Christ will not come. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, now, brothers, now concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we beseech you not to be quickly shaken in your mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. All right, now, these people here in Thessalonica, someone was trying to deceive them and telling them that the day of Christ had already come. Now, the day of Christ is a good day. The day of Christ is what is the rapture of the church. This, when the Lord comes back to snatch us away and take us out of this world, as it says, as he says, I'll keep you out of the hour of trial. It's going to come upon the whole earth. Revelation 3:10, 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 17. It says he is coming at the sound of the trumpet. Now here, don't be quickly shaken from your mind, nor be disturbed, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless, this is where we left off yesterday. Number one, the falling away comes first. I made the comment in yesterday's program, you can put a check mark next to this. This has already happened. Now, let me expound on that a little bit more. There still could be a mother of all fallen aways that's going to happen here. I'll tell you what, when it gets hot in the kitchen, you'll know who the real Christians are. It would not surprise me if there's going to be a mother of all, a giant fallen away when people are going to be faced, you know, like your money or your life. What are you going to do when it's your faith or your life? What are you going to do? What are you going to do when some crazy Muslim knocks on your door and says your faith or your life? Friends, don't say that's ludicrous. It's going on all around us today where people are doing that. Groups are doing that. Groups are forcing you. Well, they're forcing Christians only, funny, to either renounce their faith or live. And they have to make that decision. You see, the time is coming. Matthew chapter 24, verse 9 and 10 says exactly that's going to happen. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. And then you will be hated by all nations on account of my name. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. That's what Jesus said is going to happen, and how you'll know that his return is very near. Now, I say the falling away has happened. That is, as you and I that study the word of God, waiting for his return, eagerly awaiting his return, all I'm saying is you can't look at that text and say, that hasn't happened yet. Because I say to you, smell the coffee and look around. And that is, Jesus could come back tomorrow if it was waiting just for that text to be fulfilled, because this country has fallen away from the faith But very well, we could still be waiting to see a falling away on a grand scale when people, all the fence-sitting Christians, all the lukewarm Christians, we know that's going to be the condition of the church when the Lord comes back. All the lukewarm Christians, when faced, remember, you've got no rain for 3.5 years. People are hungry. People are thirsty. What are you going to do with no rain? Tell you what they did in the Old Testament. They boiled their children. Remember what Satan thinks about you, as he says in Job chapter 2, verse 4. He says, skin for skin. All that a man has, he will give for his life. And that's what the devil thinks about you. And the time is going to come where those that are alive at this time are going to have to make a stand. What are you going to do? Your faith or your life? Indeed, there still could be a giant falling away still to come. This is one of the signs that Paul said had to happen first prior to his return. Again, 2 Thessalonians, let no one deceive you by any means. This is chapter 2, verse 3. For that day, that is the day of Christ, will not come unless, number one, the falling away comes first. Number two, the man of sin is unveiled. I translated that. Some translations say reveal. Now, usually in a murder mystery or a book or a play or something, the unveiling of something is never at the beginning, very, very rarely. The unveiling of something is at the end, not at the beginning. This man could be around us today. He could be right in our midst today. But it's when the unveiling, Paul says, the day of Christ will not come unless the falling away comes first. Now, in some ways, we can say that has already happened, maybe not totally. And number two, the man of sin is revealed or unveiled, the son of perdition. There's only one other person we've seen called the son of perdition, and that is Judas Iscariot. And remember, Luke 22:3, John 13:27, then Satan entered into Judas. Only other man known as the son of perdition in the Bible. And now here he is here. Paul calls this man the son of perdition. Coincidence or not? I don't know. What would you do if you saw Judas Iscariot walking down the street today? What would you do if you saw Osama bin Laden walking down the street, or John F. Kennedy, or someone else who's left this world? If you saw Judas, you wouldn't know him from Adam. You've never seen Judas. That day, the day of Christ, will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Now it says this, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or every object of worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. What a thought. Sits as God. First of all, we say the day of Christ can't come until these things happen. Well, if this man sits as God in the temple of God, guess what? We still need to have a temple built, don't we? The day of Christ will not come unless the falling away comes first. And the man of sin is revealed or unveiled. Once you know who this man is, then you'll know that the return of the Lord is near. And this man sits as God in the temple of God. Now, we're out of time here for today. We're going to pick it up again with one more program tomorrow as we get more into this sitting as God in the temple of God. We'll pick it up right there tomorrow. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.